We have a lot of videos of the podcast and various other tutorials on YouTube. You can subscribe to our channel at mixingmusicpodcast.com/YouTube. Happy mixing and enjoy the show.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
One, 2, 3.
Hello and welcome back to the Mixing Music Podcast. I am your host, DK, and with me, as always, is...
First one of the year.
L1 Limiter Lou.
I'll take it.
shoot, I need to shout out the person that told us that on the Discord. We had someone on Discord. People on Discord are always giving us names to use for the podcast, and we've had a bunch of good ones. I'm about to pull it up right now because we're in front of the computer. So this is actually a very interesting episode, as for the first time ever, we're recording it, but we're also streaming it live. So we're literally on Twitch right now.
Oh yeah,
streaming this recording process live. Okay, yeah. Low latency, Lou. L1 limiter, Lou. Thank you, Daniel.Roberts1 on Discord for sending those. We have a bunch of other nicknames that we're going to be using in the future episodes.
Should we just make a thread just for people to submit Lou's?
There you go. They had like a whole channel for Lou nicknames. I think that's a good idea.
I think that's hilarious.
So a couple things before we start. Join us on Discord. There's over 550, about 550 other audio engineers, producers, songwriters, artists on Discord. The link to join our Discord is on mixingmusicpodcast.com. Also, again, join us on Twitch. Lou and I are streaming on Twitch. Lou recently became a new Twitch affiliate. Little clap to you. That means he's able to monetize his channel and reach more audiences, and you can give him tips and all that jazz.
We can make money.
There you go. And I'm also a Twitch affiliate. So Mondays at 2:30 Pacific Standard Time. Actually, we start early. Start at 2 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. We are streaming us recording the podcast live. Hopefully we're going to be doing this every week from now on, and we're going to make these. And the reason why you want to join in and preview these episodes in real time on Mondays is that we will be actually, while we're recording, we'll be taking questions and kind of curating each episode, and make each episode a little bit more interactive. So to get there, you go to twitch.tv/DK Mixes. That is DEEKEI Mixes. One more time, Twitch. Or you can just go to DKMixes.live. That works too. That'll take you to my tip page, to my homepage for my live.
He's letting you know where to send the tips. DKMixes.live.
DKMixes.live. Follow us on Twitch and Master by Lou. So Lou does a Twitch stream on Monday nights at 6 p.m. That is twitch.tv/MasteredByLou. And you can find us both here at In The Mix Studios going live on Twitch, and it's a lot of fun. It's totally free. You can come in and interact while we're recording.
And it's literally not scripted. As you guys can see, we're literally trying to decide what it is live.
I think anybody that listens to the podcast is pretty obvious. It can pretty obviously tell that nothing is scripted. Because
could you hear the ADHD in our recordings?
But we're really excited today. And it is now a new year. It is 2022. Congratulations, y'all. We all survived. Little applause for everybody here. Yay!
Snip, snap.
But we're really grateful for everybody that's tuning in and listening to the podcast for this long. We're looking forward to another great year of content. iZotope is back on board to sponsor the show again. We'll have more continued deals with iZotope products that we're really excited about. Also, we are still sponsored by, as we're using their microphones, Loughton Audio. Thank you so much for Loughton Audio. They are honestly some of the best microphones on the market for low to high end budget, and we really recommend actually using these mics. The LS208s are great.
Yeah, one of the people that produces for a lot of major artists, he always books our studio. He was asking me, he's like, hey, you know, I just got this mic and it's just not fitting right for me. I'm like, dude, you got to try the 208. He returned the mic that he bought, got the 208. The next time I saw him, he's like, dude, best mic I've ever used, hands down. Like, I use it for actual recordings.
Absolutely. So like the LS208's great. It's a condenser shotgun style type, like really tight cardioid mic. So the room and the surrounding noise, it's less sensitive to, which is really great. Thank you so much for sponsoring Loughton. As well as FilePass. If you want to link to FilePass, I've pitched FilePass so many times. It's like Google Drive, but for engineers, and it's absolutely amazing. You can host your music, and you send files to clients, and they can't download it until it's paid for. So it's like some sort of paid restriction platform as well. So I mentioned it on the stream,
if you want to take your career seriously, you want to have somebody that's going to make sure you get paid before the masters are released. FilePass is your friend.
Yeah, and I really do recommend it. And you can find links to all this stuff, and we do get a little kickback from any of these companies. You can find all these links on mixingmusicpodcast.com. All right, let's talk about the good stuff. Let's talk about goals. And I want to talk about some goals that I had set for 2021. And I want you to talk about some goals that you set for 2021. And then we'll talk about goals that we're looking to set for 2022. Because I want to sit down and write down my goals and properly think about them. But I want to dedicate this episode to thinking out loud and brainstorming before I like properly write them down. But for you, 2021, what were some of your goals?
To be honest, it was about establishing some systems. That was the number one goal. Because we talked about this either an episode or two ago about building a team and then my need to actually learn to trust in my team. And part of that was not minimizing the amount of work I do, but how much work I'm putting in to get the same job done. And it was funny because I even told you, I'm like, dude, FilePass has saved me a lot of time. Using Canva has helped me out with a lot of the media posting and all that for like Instagram, doing social media. Trello, which you showed me, has actually helped out a lot. It was all about really trying to minimize how much work goes into getting the same amount of work done.
Yeah. It's like we've mentioned this before, like the 80-20 principle, where usually people will find that 80% of the work that they put in results in 20% of their income.
Yes.
Versus like 20% of the work that they put in somehow results in 80% of their income, and how to continually, you know, change that and upgrade your system so more and more of your income is related to the amount of work that you put in. And this is incredibly important because we did a really great job this year doing that. Well, we could do better always, but I think from where we started, and most importantly, I can testify, how weird to say that, that this year, at the beginning of the year when we first started the studio, or it was technically last year, 2020, at the fall of 2020, but during the beginning of 2021, you had a lot of pushback and gave me a lot of pushback about, okay, I want to be in control. No, I need to know what's going on. And
yes, that is in my nature.
Over the year, you got a lot more comfortable letting go of doing the technical work, which in turn, we haven't made less money, but you've been able to spend more time at home.
Which is great. Like, I literally was talking about that, what I was doing yesterday. Like, I did stream yesterday. I'll be honest. I did come to the studio for a lesson, But I made a point to just come in, do the work that I needed to do, went back home, had a barbecue with my family, went on these little Link scooters, those things you find on the street, just enjoyed my time with my family versus being like, I need to work more.
There's a book called Atomic Habits that I'm yet to read, but there's a quote from that book called, people do not rise to the level of their goals, they fall to the level of their systems.
Yep.
So that was a very important.
I can attest to that.
So that's a very good quote and a very good, that's a really great goal. And how did you feel like you did this year?
A lot better than I thought I could. Like I said on the last episode, it was a challenge learning to just let go and trust, because part of it is, as you said, it's like the oldest sibling syndrome. Well, I'm not the oldest sibling, but owning a business is like having a baby in a sense, because you're like, oh my God. Like, what if something happens? What if something happens to my baby? I wasn't there to prevent it. I wasn't there to make this better.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that part of it is scary, kind of giving up a little bit of control. But at the same time,
it's so relieving.
Yeah, it does help relax. I think that we've both gotten better at easing up on relaxing this year. And I do think that we both have experience in the sense that usually when people kind of mature into the adolescence of their business, they tend to get complacent and no longer are working on their business as much, and they rely on somebody else. But I think that we've been able to balance relieving responsibility from ourselves, but at the same time, making sure and being in charge of things that are important, making sure the machine is running smoothly.
I think the thing that helped us a lot with that is part of building our systems with our business was saying what we actually need to worry about and then delegating what we don't need to worry about. Like, for instance, I don't really know so much about graphic arts, but I'm really glad that we have Matt to help us out with that. For a long time, we had Henry helping us out make video and all that. We had Danny helping us out with ads and outreach and all that. To be honest, that's a lot of work for one person to handle, even two people to handle. So the fact that we actually were able to delegate those responsibilities to our team helped us out a lot.
Yeah. Is there any other goals that you had for this year that you felt like you did well with?
For 2021, actually, one of them was go home more often. And that was part of systems and result, right? The better the systems were put, the more often I'd be able to actually have that happen. But I found myself making it a point to go home. And I kept telling myself, go home. Like, you have a fiance at home. You probably don't need to be here till 4 a.m, 5 days a week. Cause for a long time, that's how it was. But today I was telling my fiance, I'm like, hey, you know, I'm gonna be there by 8:30. I'm gonna work from 9 o'clock till 10 o'clock tonight. And then I'm just gonna go home. So being home by 10 or 10:30, whatever, feels great compared to before.
Yeah.
And I feel like that's part of the habits that I was trying to build last year, trying to go home more often and sooner.
Yeah, and I think that's also like setting expectation with clients you've done a better job with as well.
Setting up boundaries, really.
Yeah, we've talked a lot about that, the importance of choosing your clientele.
Yeah.
And anything else? Because I got a few.
Those were the main ones.
Okay.
Yeah.
So here's my three that I had. I had one was spend more time with family. So that meant getting my family out to LA. Because as you know, with my son being born, that was a whole... It was a shit show. I think that word even then is not strong enough. I don't think shit show is strong
Fuck
enough
show?
Of how it was bad. It was really bad and emotionally very traumatizing, heavy to not be with my wife and kids because my new son, who I found out when he was born, was handicapped, was still in the NICU and just recovering. And I just wasn't spending time. I felt like a failed father in many ways. And just finally getting them out to LA, getting the baby out of the hospital. And now he's here and we've gotten all the insurance stuff taken care of. It's just the biggest blessing ever. And that was the first goal.
That was a huge, like the way I saw it was lifestyle stabilization.
Yeah.
Like it literally went into like a chaotic mode for a moment, but you seem to have stabilized it since.
Oh,
by a long shot.
Yeah. Granted that me by myself, I'm just a ball of chaotic energy. So until my wife comes into play, no, there's no order and I will lose my mind. And The second goal of mine was more financial stability. And I wasn't looking for a number per se, but I didn't want to live paycheck to paycheck. And yeah. I wanted to get out of that and save some money. And I think that I was able to do that this year. There was just a lot going on, and I was somehow able to put that together and make it a little bit less stressful. And we're really grateful for that and save some money. So, and the third thing for me was to read some books. And did I read some books this year? I had a friend that I was telling you about earlier off stream, but I had a friend, he posted on Facebook, in 2021, I made the goal to read 10 books. And he's like, I ended up reading 156. And I'm like, damn.
Talk about setting a goal and being like, that wasn't big enough.
Yeah, like a 15%, 15 times increase. That's incredible. And first off, that is extremely motivational. Like, I want to do that. I don't think I'm going to read 150 books this year. But this last year, I said that I would read a book a month. And I read a little bit more than that. I read closer to about, actually, no, it was about a book a month. I read about 10 to 12 books. I have to recount. No, maybe it was a little bit more, but there's a lot of really good books that I read, and I'm trying to ramp it up. I'm pushing my number up to 20 this year. I want to read more. In fact, I think I can do more than 20. I just have to be consistent with my time.
I'm just not going to lie. I read 2.
That's better than zero.
It definitely is, but it's like, this guy read 157. I had a hard time finding the time for 2.
Yeah, I'm noticing that with reading, it's literally just about consistency. So like, I'm trying this thing right now where I'm reading 25 minutes a day every day. Cause I hate, like, it's so, reading is so incredible, because every time that I sit down and read, I learn so damn much that, like, the only other way that I can learn that much is if a mentor took me to his place of work and made me do the work on his behalf with him behind my shoulder. That's the only other time and place that a book may not offer as much knowledge. But like,
that's the way I learn the most.
Like, you can, like, other people can make, like, when you hear the story of, like, when you hear people say, let other people make mistakes so you can learn from them. Like, I think the best way to really, truly implement that is through reading. Like, I think that me watching myself or my wife or my family or whoever, friends, make mistakes and me trying to learn from them is not as effective as me reading and, like, them well thought out, like, edited everything in a very succinct thought presentation. You can learn from that. And, like, they usually, with the way that they write, especially with nonfiction, the last few paragraphs of the chapter sums everything up and kind of tells you how to implement everything. So it's just absolutely just one of those things that changed my mindset about this. And I think that I have a lot more to learn. I think that I'm not even close to 156 or whatever the hell the number was, but I do want to read more books this year.
I think you just added to my goal list for this year.
And I think my goal, to be honest, I think my goal is less going to be about the number of books rather than
the consistency.
The consistency. Like, I want to spend 25 minutes a day, at least 4 days a week, 25 minutes a day reading at night or in the morning. So, and I'm good at reading. I've just been so bad at being consistent, because as a creative, as we all are, we're just really, creatives are naturally bad at being consistent, where we don't have that order in our lives.
I mean, if you have ADHD, it also doesn't add on really, yeah, really well.
So I think it's just a matter of focusing and self-discipline and trying to stay consistent. Talking about consistency and discipline, I should have done this. I offered to do it, but then we got distracted and didn't do it before the show. Me and my wife have been doing a breathing exercise every night.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
And it's called the Wim Hof method of breathing. And basically, you hyperventilate.
What the hell? Dude, I am already overweight.
and then you just, like, flood your bloodstream with oxygen and turn your blood, like, alkaline for a minute because of all the oxygen. And there's a chance that you pass out. But anyway, it kind of, like, resets your circulation system by, like, hyperoxygenating your blood. And then you hold your breath and, like, let the oxygen get out. And you do that 3 times. It's a whole thing. And it's actually incredible. Like, usually I go to bed and I'm usually cold when I go to bed. Well, I get out of the shower and I like to run my showers hot. But
Yeah, mine are probably hotter than hell.
And then, so with that, like, we've just been doing that every night. That's actually been good. We've been doing it now for a week. It's been actually really good. And my wife was like, this actually, I think, is helping. Not so much with sleep. I feel like it, well, yes, but I think it helps relax at the end of the day. And I think it helps with like muscle relief and tension in the body. Just like, it's like relaxation, meditation. But anyway, it's been really good. They actually tell you to do it. It's recommended to do it like first thing in the morning or before you eat. And if you have trouble focusing, if you're having muscle fatigue or before you exercise even, to do this.
Okay. The exercise one kind of scares me a little bit because you're already almost passing out.
Cause it's a pretty, I don't know how to say it. It's a pretty aggressive meditation.
Yeah. It sounds like it.
Like I passed out briefly passed out.
Okay, I don't know about doing this before I exercise then, because I'm already going to pass out during exercise.
No, I don't know how to explain this. Like, it feels so good, and there's a lot of scientific proof, medical science proof, that shows that this is actually one way to kind of revitalize the body and the circulation system every once in a while, kind of reset the body.
Okay.
So we're going to do this after the show.
Let's do it.
I think for 2022, between you and I... And I want to take the time to write down my goals, but I think I'm thinking about somehow implementing some sort of quantitative, is that the right word?
Quantifiable
goal around the idea of consistency. And I think I'm going to format it in 25 minutes of reading 4 days a week.
That makes sense. And at that point, you could do what you've been doing, which is study with me.
Yeah.
Which, to be honest... I think I told you earlier, it was one of those things I was going to try for this year, except it's not reading. It's just trying to get myself back on, like...
Watching YouTube videos, yeah.
Because we talked about this in the past, but, like, this is for another episode, but you know how it goes. After so much of the repetitive information, you're like, I'm tired of hearing this. Mm. And I think there's enough new information out there for me to be very intrigued again.
Yeah. I do... Recently, again, have been finding more joy in studying on YouTube about audio.
Yeah.
And actually, I think that I'm going to read one of those books that they gave me in college, like Master Guidebook, Handbook of Recording and Mixing.
Have you seen the ones I brought to the studio?
Yeah, yeah. I think I'm actually going to like sit down and read through one this year. I should.
One of my live sound book actually has nothing but highlights across the... This is why I'm such a nerd about certain things, because I literally studied speaker design in those books, and then I got really into it. So if you get to the speaker section, it's either green or yellow or something, but it's drenched.
Wow.
It is drenched. I'm like, oh, so this is how the woofer designed on this one, and this is why it has this kind of dispersion pattern and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, I do that all the time. Like, I cannot read without a highlighter. Yeah. It just kind of organizes my mind.
Yeah, exactly. And then I forget where I left off if I don't use a marker.
Yeah. So 2022, we got a little off tangent, but tell me, what are some ideas of goals that you want to set for 2022?
So I set two personal goals and one more professional goal, which the two personal goals were to not destructively compare myself anymore, which I feel
like
a lot
of people
about
that. I don't want to get too personal.
No, it's all good. But I think this is something that we do a lot, even in a professional realm, which is everybody wants analog gear. Everybody wants the nice studio. Everybody wants XYZ. The reality is, it's not going to help you with your business as much as you working on your business and focusing on what your business needs, not what other people are flashing. The reality is, a lot of times too, is we compare our career, our path, where we are at. And I really just don't want to do that anymore. It's too destructive. It's too distracting too. Instead of focusing on what I'm doing and what's in front of me, I'm distracted by what other people are doing and what's in front of them.
Yeah.
And that is not helping my business. It's not helping me personally. It's just... not helpful. Now, I say destructively in the sense that we don't want to run into the issue that you start comparing yourself, that you go off course of where you should have been going, where you originally set your goals, but you started adding goals that didn't matter to the original goal because of comparison.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I this actually goes hand in hand with what I was reading last night. So I'm almost done with this, another book that I was reading. I'm almost done with it, called The Four Agreements, and the second agreement of the Four Agreements, this hidden Toltec wisdom. It's actually a pretty good book, and it's a pretty short read, but the second point was to basically never seek validation. Never take anything personally, which means for the good and bad too. So like, never take anything personally in the sense that not only is taking things personally, so if something that someone says offends you, then that is a very ultimate form of selfishness, meaning that you're thinking that the world revolves around you. So first off, it goes into basically talking about how you shouldn't compare yourself to others and put yourself down. But it also talks about how even if someone compliments you, you shouldn't take it personally, because you know who you are and you don't need validation. You don't need to live your life needing to be told you're doing good. Mm-hmm. You know that you are a good person. You're working on your stuff. And I think that's one of the secrets that we're all trying to unlock. Yeah. Is because I think that's a good point. True.
And it's, yeah, honestly speaking, like, everybody gets a jolly when they're told that they're doing something right or what they do is cool. But I found myself many times when I feel confident about something, I get lazier about it, which makes it worse off for me. And that's a personal thing. So if you guys can ever just down smash me, just insult me a little, I'll work harder.
Yeah. That's a funny way to put it. I'm not going to insult you. But
dude, your mix sucks balls. I'll do better.
No, but I think that's a really good goal.
Yeah. The other personal one was really kind of goes with the, what was it? Oh, yeah. I just don't want to criticize anymore. I don't want to really not care. But if somebody does something and I think it's stupid or I don't like it or whatever, and we talked about this in the past because sometimes we work with clients whose music is not our personal taste and whatever, what the hell does that have to do with me? But the reality is, many times I've found myself, and like many others, we find ourselves critiquing another person because either we want to feel better about our own situation or we're frustrated with their choice and whatever. But the reality is, it has nothing to do with us.
Yeah.
And it's only, once again, distracting us from our own personal goals, our own intentions. And that has no purpose in my life. So one of my goals is to do better at not criticizing people. The other part is not comparing myself, because those two tie in with each other.
Oh, I think that's a really great goal. I think
they're personal goals, but professionally speaking, if you start criticizing another person in the room, and you don't know that they work with each other or that they know each other, you might have just shot yourself in the foot in the dumbest way.
And I think there's a lot of different perspectives that we can take a tangent off this from. But like,
yeah,
I think one of the tangents that comes to off my mind, the thoughts to piggyback on that, is the idea of, again, being so into being a dad right now. One of the most difficult things to do is to not overlove and to not overcare. And that is incredibly difficult.
I can imagine.
If anybody knows the story of like Oedipus Rex, the classic.
Oh, I know that story.
The classic story of the Oedipus mother, right? And oof. Like, so we can probably have had somebody in our lives, ex-girlfriends, ex-boyfriends, fathers, mothers, or anybody related or not related that have honestly cared a little bit too much.
Absolutely.
And I think that when that happens, and you have, for example, for me, I have a very much an Oedipus father. My father cares way too much. It's not good for his health. He's very fear-driven about my progress. He thinks that I'm going to ruin everybody's life, and he's very concerned, over-concerned. And I think that, and there's therapy involved in all this stuff. So
absolutely, we're
not going to go too deep into it. But I do think that sometimes the criticism, the desire to criticize, comes from a really good place, a place of love, mm-hmm. of interest in that other person. But I do think that it's a really good idea to be careful with your criticism and let people learn. And I do think that in translate, I think a perfect love is not more love. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Honestly, it does make sense. It may sound weird when voiced or overthought, but the reality is, you know, I was talking about this with Anna, like, you know, the idea of like, if we had a kid, like, what would you want to do? What would you want to teach them? Like, at the end of the day, I just remember wanting to learn what I wanted to learn and what my parents' influence were, what my aunts and uncles' influence were, what their opinions were. I remember, and this is kind of sad, and it's also kind of funny, but it's truth. I remember wanting to be a fireman, and in Spanish, they're called bomberos. You know what else is a bombero? A guy that blows up balloons. So,
yo, I want to be that kind of bombero.
Yeah, right? Like, what do you do for a living, balloon guy? But the funny thing is, like, I remember changing my view when I got made fun of for it. Mm. I started, you know, they were having a good joke, but I cared too much.
That's also the first agreement of the four agreements,
yeah,
is that words and ideas are basically can be poison.
Yeah.
So like if you tell yourself
they can take you off course.
Yeah, if you tell yourself it's not cool to do this or I don't want to do this, then that it can become a complex.
Exactly, which is why those two goals for this year are personally really important.
I'm going to challenge you to read the Four Agreements. I'm going to let you borrow it after I finish it. Okay. It's a short book. It's shorter than The Go-Giver.
I'll do better on the challenge. I will do a study with me on it.
There you go.
Yeah.
Sweet. I think it's a really good book, and I'm appreciating a lot right now. What's the business one?
The business one is it's kind of funny because it ties more to Mid-Side Sound, my personal business, because I know we're very well managed in the way we do things here. The cool thing is when you have a partner, you have accountability, where when you have your own business, you are your own accountability. Who's gonna tell you anything? Doesn't always work out in the best efforts. So one thing that I noticed in the last 2 years that I've been doing my taxes is there's a lot of money coming out from things that I have forgotten about. And because of that, I've noticed that there is expenses that don't need to exist, that no longer serve a purpose. There's also expenses on things that I've bought that didn't necessarily help the business. We talk about analog gear being something that has a really bad ROI, but the reality is...
Are you talking about Slate plugins? No, I'm just kidding.
I mean, yes. No, I'm just kidding. If you guys like Slate, whatever. But like, I had them for years and then I canceled them, never looked back, never missed them once.
Hey, it's my job to have an opinion. So I'm going to say, if you like Slate, that's fine. But there's a reason why I don't.
You can find that reason on another episode. No. But it's my goal for this year is to restructure every last penny that comes in and out of my accounts. I want complete separation of my business versus personal versus anything. If I want to take a vacation, separate savings account for that with a structured, percentage that comes out of my account every month, this and that, so that I can actually keep track, be more organized, and have to worry less when it comes to tax season about where's my receipts, where's my cost, what's actual profit, what's not profit. Because at the end of the year, it's always kind of scary wondering how much I'm going to pay in taxes or what my tax person's going to ask me for. And it's also a lifestyle thing. If you know where your money is going, you can control what your expenses are. You can control what your overhead is entirely, at which point you can completely change your lifestyle. Like, it's funny. We talked about your grocery list. How much do you spend a month?
About $200 or less.
You know how much I spend every time I go to Vons? Like about $150 to $200. I go to Vons like 3 times a month.
Which, by the way, anybody that's listening right now, so my wife and I were really good at not spending money.
It's impressively good.
I will say that I'm not rich, but if I am, it's not because of how much I'm making, it's because of how much I don't spend. Like, we literally spend $200 or less on groceries every month.
Yeah. Dude, like, I need to get to that point. I've met people where they tell me their total living cost is around like $1,000 a month. And that's with like a studio apartment in like Chinatown, whatever. Like, they're obviously living super frugal. But when I ask them, like, what do you do for a living? They're like, just odd jobs. You know, I don't have to structure myself around how much overhead I have anymore. My overhead is so low, I do whatever I want. I'm not looking to do whatever I want. I want to create a better future for me and my fiance.
I think that's actually really great. So, like financial structure and yeah. and reevaluating your income and expenses.
What do you actually need? Like I found out I was
kind of like doing a profit loss statement.
Yeah, exactly. Like I was looking over and I found out that for the last 2.5 years, I've been paying for Outlook, like Microsoft Excel and all that kind of stuff. That's fine. But then I asked my fiance. I asked my fiance because I bought it for her work and everything. And it turns out that her work actually paid for it now, and I didn't know. So I'm okay with it. It's only $5 a month, but it's 3 years worth of $5 a month.
That wasn't necessary. So
like, part of me just kind of hurt, and I was like, look, I didn't even notice the $5. That's less than the cup of my freaking coffee. But still, though, like, how am I not keeping track of this? This is irresponsible on my end, and I just I'm 30 years old saying I want to adult better.
Yeah. That's, I think we all can adult better. I don't think that there's any sort of.
I don't think it's an issue, but you have to admit, how many times have you seen me scheming through Sweetwater like, ooh, oh, you see that $5,000 compressor? Is it going to make me money? No. Is it going to bring me new clients? No. Is it going to get me clout? Yes. Do I want the clout? I don't even know what to do with it.
Yeah. I do think, anyway, I think that we all struggle with becoming adults more and more. I don't think that this is some thing that ends magically at the age of 30 or 40 or something like that.
I can't wait to have a kid and be so confused.
Yeah, I think, I'm going to tell you again and again and again, I think having a kid is one of the best business decisions I could ever make in my life. And I credit a lot of my financial success through my goals from having kids and even having a second kid. So granted, take that with a grain of salt. It's not okay for anybody to just have kids without thinking about it first.
Yeah. Yeah.
So on that note, I think that's kind of like it. The important part of this episode, and we challenge anybody that's listening right now, is go ahead and think about goals for yourself. There are so many resources out there on YouTube, on blogs and books about the most effective way to set goals. And more importantly, how to stay consistent and set them in a way that's achievable, that motivates you to achieve them rather than to start looking like a very high wall that's difficult to overcome.
You know, I actually did look up one video after my sister mentioned something to me. And at first I thought it was a little weird, but it made sense. So I kind of just decided to do a quick Google search on it and a video came up. And the idea is if you're doing the exercise goal, don't plan on doing I go 5 days a week and I spend, I do 10 miles or whatever, because 10 miles is hard, but rather do a certain amount of time. You're just going to run for 15 minutes today. It's okay to do those 15 minutes as long as you stay consistent, but you will find results even in those 15 minutes. If you did a mile in 15 minutes, you might be at a mile and a half in 15 minutes. You eventually may be at 2 miles in 15 minutes, but apparently people stick to their goals more when it comes to exercise if they do a timed goal versus a specific length goal, like 2 miles, 10 miles, whatever. Because a lot of people will try to do like, oh, I want to lose 20 pounds in 3 months, but then they don't realize that their body plateaus. They don't realize that a lot of it's just water weight and not actual fat. But doing timed apparently helps a lot of people stick to their goal. So there's different ways. Go on YouTube. There's a ton of resources.
My 25 minutes of reading is better than the number of books.
Yeah, like they said, like if you do a specific amount of time versus a specific numeric goal, that the consistency builds up and stays with you.
This is the idea of staying grounded. And I think this is a very important idea. The idea of being grounded is the idea that there's no way that you're an expert in all things. So if you want to dive more into exercising, then it is dumb for you to just go to the gym and make your own exercise plan without consulting any sort of an expert, even if it's just going online to watch a simple YouTube video.
Yeah.
It is.
I got the best results when working with trainers.
So exactly. So it's like if you can't have someone with you, then at least looking up by professionals who know more than you. I think that's the idea of staying grounded. And
there's
diet-based
trainers too. Like there's like vegan trainers who are like, hey, obviously because we don't eat certain things, we don't have as much resource in certain things. These kind of exercises work to your benefit because of this.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's one of, okay, anyway, we're going to get on a super deep tangents do that. But please set goals. Set goals that are sustainable. Sustainability is always the name of the game here. And we here at In the Mix Studios and from the Mixing Music Podcast are wishing you the best of the best 2022s. And hopefully you find a lot of peace, a lot of joy, a lot of self-satisfaction. And you're able to rip yourself away from the old skin and become anew as you are. Let me keep making this corny and cornier.
Hold on. Are we shedding?
Again, shedding old skin in 2022 and becoming a better version of yourself, whatever that means.
We are going to rise like a phoenix.
No. One more time.
That's the weakest phoenix call I've ever heard.
So on that note, happy mixing, my friends, and stay saucy.
1, 2, 3.
Is episodes once a week not enough for you? Or are you looking for more technical information from the Mixing Music Podcast? Well, guess what? Now you can. You can subscribe to our exclusive content and triple the amount of episodes that you get access to. That's right. Instead of the free once a week episodes, you get 3 episodes a week for only $4 a month or $40 a year. Go to mixingmusicpodcast.com/exclusive to get access to those episodes now.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Why pay more for a separate CoQ10 supplement? Enjoy twice the benefits with SuperBeats Heart Chews Advanced. From the number one doctor, pharmacist, and cardiologist recommended beet brand for heart health support, the new SuperBeats Heart Chews Advanced by Human is now infused with CoQ10. That's essentially like getting CoQ10 for free. Our powerful blend of beetroot, grapeseed extract, and CoQ10 ingredients support nitric oxide production, healthy blood pressure, healthy CoQ10 levels, and heart-healthy energy with 2 tasty chews a day. Plus, SuperBeats Heart Chews Advance are plant-based, so you get heart-healthy energy without stimulants. For a limited time, get a free 30-day supply of SuperBeats Heart Chews on all bundles and 15% off your first order by going to RadioBeats.com and using promo code DEAL. That's RadioBeats.com, code DEAL.